He is referring to a clock which I mentioned in one of my sermons when I told the audience that there is a clock somewhere in New York or Washington, I don't remember where, but in America anyway, which is being controlled by some elite of the scientific scholars. For instance, as I remember, there are 12 Nobel Prize winner members who govern and administer the clock. Now, that clock is a very simple affair. It's not run by machine. It is as simple as a child's clock. Only you move the hands with your own fingers and put them anywhere you please. But the minds which control those fingers, in fact, that clock is run by those minds. They are top experts on their subject. There are scientists as well as some other very highly scholarly people who know the world and what is happening around, some observers of political phenomena and so on and so forth. Now, whenever there are times of crisis in the world, they get together and judge how close the world has become to the ultimate catastrophe, that is the atomic warfare. And they, of course, move the hand of the clock with their fingers, backward or forward. But it is the mind which is controlling that. When they judge that time has come nigh, then they move the hand, minute hand, to closer to the 12, to closer to number 12. Because our hand is, it always remains very close to the figure 12. This they have decided that the hour has come for mankind. But whether the minute has arrived or not, this is to be decided. So I told that when I was studying the previous chart, I was surprised by a fact that when there was an anti-Ahmadiyya hostility on top, that clock, the minute hand moved closer to the 12. And when there were normal conditions, not because it was directly being controlled of this phenomenon, by this phenomena, but it coincided in a very strange manner, that when there was peace as far as Ahmadis were concerned, that minute hand began to move backwards. So I told them that now that anti-Ahmadiyya sentiment is at its peak in Pakistan, the hand is moving closer and it's only left 2 minutes from the 12 o'clock. That shows, I inferred, that if it is not just a chance, if it is a sort of coincidence, which has also meaning. I didn't claim that positively this is a decree of Allah, but I said one is wonderstruck, one really wonders, that is it that Allah so governs things that when people want to destroy Ahmadiyya, Allah warns the world that by the same process you will bring about your own ultimate destruction. Because if you decide to destroy my people, then I'll not let you live, because you can't live without purpose and without an objective in life. That was the inference I was drawing from that simile or analogy of clock.